Blog Talk Radio.
The Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida. City where the sun is shining bright, palm trees are blowing in the wind. Oh, it is so beautiful. Wish you were here. Wish you, you, and you were here. We thank God for you, you, and you, our faithful listeners. We thank God for you. We send you lots of love and hugs today, letting you know that we appreciate you and we love you. We really do. We really love you. And you know what? Call us today at 347-857-3925. 347-857-3925. Give us a call today while we're on the air. And, you know, tell us how you feel. Tell us what God has done for you or is doing for you. Give us a prayer request, some way like that today, okay? We appreciate it. We're waiting to hear from you. You know, if you call, let us know you're going to call. We'll devote this program to those of you that want to call and just tell us of the goodness of God and what he has already done for you and what you expect for him to do the rest of this year. Is that all right? That's good. I know it is. Well, you know, we have a few people that we want to continue to pray for. We're praying for Sharon Leonard, who's in the hospital in West Palm Beach. We're praying for her. Father God, in Jesus' name, we want to thank you today for this hour. Lord, we want to send forth the blessings of God to Sharon Leonard. We don't know what happened. She was just admitted to the hospital. So, God, we are praying that you touch her. Everything will come out all right, that she will be able to leave soon in Jesus' name. And we thank you. Lord, we ask you to bless Robert Battle. Touch him, Father God. He's took a little turn for the worse. And he's in the hospital also. And we want you to touch him right now in Jesus' name. Lord, touch him where he's needed at right at this hour. In the name of Jesus, become real to him in this hour. Let him know that you are the healer today. And we thank you for it, God. We thank you for your manifold blessings today, Father, on your people. Continue to bless our friend, Pastor Sidney McKenzie there in the UK. Continue to bless him also, God. Lord God, and make a way for him. Bless him, God, through all out whatever he's endeavoring to do. Bless his ministry also in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it today, God. We thank you, Lord God, for seeing about your children right now, those righteous ones that you've called, we thank you for touching and delivering them today. Thank you for touching my family, Lord God. Thank you for touching my church family, Lord. I thank you for that today, Father, in Jesus' name. Oh, God, you're such a good God, and you are a wonderful God. I thank you. I'm thanking you for saving this unsaved ones, God. Michael Simpson, David Nevison, Lord, save them. And Christopher George with it, for saving him, and Ben with it. Touch them, God, today. They need your hand upon their life right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, shake them up good, Lord, that they may see that they are wasting their life going the other way, and they need to come into the fold. And I thank you for it, God. I'm believing today that these young men are going to be saved. And we're going to say it like this, soon, Lord, soon. All right. Thank you, Jesus, for healing the sick. My God, I thank you for healing the sick today. There's so many people, the sick, and look like more of them are becoming sicker too. Lord, I don't know what's going on, and I'm not saying they're sinning. I'm not saying anything like that, because it could be a whole lot of anything, you know, that's causing these sicknesses this day. Pardon me. I know mine, I got caught in the rain. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Pray for me too. Yes, yes, yes. Glory to God. All right, let me give you a little word for today. We develop in the direction of our ideals. We grow in the likeness of our heroes. We achieve within the borders. We achieve within the boundaries of our aspiration. That's where it goes. We develop in the direction of our ideals. We grow in the likeness of our heroes. We achieve within the boundaries of our aspirations. All right. What are you doing today, huh? Well, we thank God today for our own Pastor Sharon Bond. We're going to say Sharon Bond. We thank God for her here today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to let her just get away here today. You know, praise God. Hallelujah. I'm just going to start something, and that's all I'm going to do today. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Just, you know, some people try to run away from it, you know, when you try to get them to get caught up in the words, you know. You know, it's so good to get caught up in the word anyhow. When I say get caught up in the word, when the word is going forth and something be emanating from it, you know, the person that's speaking, that sound, that voice, you know, and you know, that anointing start going forward, you get caught up. You get plumb caught up. You hear what I'm saying? And you want to get in it too. Oh, my God. It be going so good, and it be feeling it all over, and you know, your amens begin to be hallelujahs, and your hallelujahs begin to be going hikatata. Hallelujah. You start speaking in tongues, don't you? That means you're all caught up. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I like that, don't you? I like to get caught up in that word. It doesn't matter. See, sometimes we're so busy, we want certain people to talk to us. We want certain people to give us a word. But, honey, when God is moving, you can sure enough get caught up then. Ah, my. I'm about to get caught up, and I ain't heard nothing yet. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But we are glad to be here with you again. So you pray for me as I pray for you. All right? Amen. Hallelujah. Now, let's start the reading today. We're just going to start off with, you're going to try to add a little more to what we talked about yesterday. And, you know, when you feel like you're a long way from God, and God is a long way from you, you know. And yet, he's say he'll never leave you nor forsake you. But you do get that feeling sometime now, don't you? You know, it means like you feel like, well, God, has you left me? What have I done that you hid your face from me? You know, these different things happen a lot of times. But we're going to go just a little step further today. And we're going to talk about what we expect from God, huh? What we expect from God. This is what we're going to go today. And we're going to start with Jeremiah, the 33rd chapter. We're going to start with that. Okay, how about that? Okay, let's start with the first verse. We're going to start with the first verse. Moreover, the word of the Lord came into Jeremiah the second time while he was yet shut up in the court of the prison. Now, you know, that verse in itself tells you that he could have the same what we were talking about yesterday is, where are you, God? Here I am in prison. Why am I in prison? Why am I shut up in this place? Why am I in this bondage at this time? You know, he could have said that, but, you know, God was talking to him. It say he can't. The Lord came to him the second time. The second time he came. And this is what he said, this the second verse. Thus saith the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it to establish it. The Lord is his name. He's now trying to introduce himself more fully to Jeremiah. Do you need him to introduce himself a little bit more to you? Let you know exactly who he is and exactly what he has, pardon me, already done in your life and around you. All right, now, the third verse says, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. All right, now, come on, listen now. He said, now, after saying all this, and he know where Jeremiah was. See, that's what I've been trying to tell people. I don't care where you go, where you try to hide, God is there. He going to find you. You see what I'm saying? And if he want to talk to you, he is going to introduce himself, and he going to talk to you. It's only the devil that come up and try to be all mystifying. You know, don't want you to know who he is with his sneaky self. You see what I'm saying? Because he come as an angel of light, you know, and he think you going to just take anything that he dish out. Come on, think about it now. But I like this third verse, call unto me, and I will answer thee. Now, he's having this conversation here. He came into Jeremiah the second time, and he started talking to him after he told him, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it, to establish, the Lord is his name. Now, he took time to tell him all of that. And what he's giving him some directions, you know. The problem is we don't want to follow directions today. We don't want to hear what God is saying today. We want to do our own thing. Well, your own thing ain't working, so you might as well give it up. You see, he said, call on me. Call unto me, and I will answer thee. God is saying to his people today, call on me. I am the one that can provide. I am the one that can solve the problem. I am the one that can make the way out of nowhere. Nobody else can do it. See, they pretend that they can do it because they want to be the all-powerful God, but they're not, so they cannot do it. You can call on me. Yes, call on me. Now, I done told you the Lord is my name. That's my name. You see, he told him what my name is. Say, call on the Lord right now. He said, I'll answer thee and show thee great, the great and mighty things, things that you don't know about, things that you cannot handle, things that you cannot make heads or tails out of. But you just call me. Call the Lord, huh? And when you call him, you expect him to do the most good, huh? The most good he will do if you just expect it, huh? Expect the promises to be fulfilled. Expect, if you need directions, for clear directions. Hear what I'm saying? Clear directions. See, we're not talking about muffled directions or maybe directions. We talking about clear directions, huh? But you got to call on him. He can't show you anything until you call on him. My. Because God has got all the answers. I know you thought you had them, but you don't have all the answers. I don't have all the answers. I know that God have all the answers, huh? And if I wait on him, you know, call him, talk to him, and then stand back and wait for the answer, you will get a clear-cut answer to your problem. He will solve every problem that you have, no matter how hard it is. Remember, he always asks you, is anything too hard for God? He want to know, is there anything? That's what he says in Genesis, the 18th chapter. He says, is anything too hard for him? Huh? And what you going to answer? You may answer no, but do you really believe that? Huh? What do you do after that, huh? Do you know that he really can solve every problem? Now, if you know these things, you are blessed. Now, if you don't know them, you're in trouble, ain't you? Come on, think about it. If you don't know that, you're in trouble. But God wants to bless you. Yes, he do. He wants to make a way for you. This is what he said. He got a way that nobody else can do, a way of doing things. This is what he said here in the 13th chapter of St. John, the 13th chapter and round the 17th verse, I believe, yeah, the 17th verse, he said, if you know these things, happy are ye if you do them. See, when you do what he says, you can expect the answer, can't you? You can expect to see the promise being fulfilled in your time, in your life, can't you? Come on, talk to me now. You can expect that because, listen, the Bible says he's faithful at promise. God ain't going to lie to you. You just got to walk out and believe him and expect him to do what he say he will do. He said he's going to be by your side. He said he'll never forsake you nor leave you, and he will be there. Now, he don't always have to show you his face, but I know that's what you want, but you're not going to get it. He's not going to always do that. So why can't you just believe him for his word? Believe him because what he said in his word that he will do for you, he's going to do for you, and he's going to keep his promise. He's not like us. We don't keep our promise. Sometimes we don't remember, and sometimes we just don't want to remember to keep things. I know. Praise God. But this is what God wants us to do. Expect him to do what he said. Why? He said, what the Bible say? He never seen the righteous forsaken. Nor his seed begging bread. He promised to feed you and your seed. He promised that. Can't you hold him to it? You can hold him to it. I know you can. Come on now. Help me out here. I know you can hold him to it. Say, God, you promised me. And when you tell him like that, God going to make sure everybody's fed. God going to make sure that you, now it might not be exactly what you want to eat, because some of the stuff you don't need to be eating anyhow. You see what I'm saying? We always eating stuff we don't want. I know I do. My God, God got to help me in that area, you know, because I like to eat anyway, praise God. But, you know, I like to eat the wrong things sometimes. Yes, yes, but when you start getting sick, then you want to eat right, don't you? I know how, you know how it is, you know how it is. But let me tell you, even in all of that, he say he is the Lord God that healeth thee. He said that, he promised you that. And when you ask him, call on him, talk to him, ask him, he will do it. He is going to do it, and he's still going to do it in his time. You know, sometimes it takes time because we haven't learned the lesson. Don't eat this. He told you don't eat it, and you went and ate it anyhow. Now you're sick. Uh-huh. I mean, you know how we do. I'm not leaving myself out. Sometimes I do it myself. You know, and if it wasn't from a certain person, I'd be doing it all the time. You know, somebody around here, she kind of bossy, you know. But, you know, she tell me, you know you ain't supposed to eat that, and I'm not going to give it to you, and I'm not going to give it to you. Well, you know, I have to buckle down sometime and don't say nothing. But then again, I get that little kid in me and say, start to whining out. Why you won't give it to me? Won't give me what I want to eat. You know, like that. And she'll give it to me sometime. But then, you know, it's good to have somebody around that keeps check on you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, God has this happening, you know. And then you will say, well, they don't like me. Well, this, you don't say that. They just trying to help you out on what's best for you. You see what I'm saying? But we get an attitude and we don't like them because they try to keep us on the right track. You know we don't. That's the way it is in church, too. When the pastor be trying to keep you on the right track, you study trying to get on the wrong track. You don't get run over out there on the wrong track. Glory to God. But know that God have a way of keeping things in check just for you. Huh? And if God got the way of keeping things in check for you, then why don't you allow him to? You expect the good from God, don't you? Well, if you expect the good, then you got to do what? Walk the path that he's given you to walk in. Listen to the people that he's placed around you to listen to. What do you think your pastor there for? It's for to listen to you and help you through whatever you're going through, because that pastor is the mouthpiece of God, and he speaks for God. Give him what to say or her what to say. But no, you don't want to do that. You want to look out there for every demon and devil out there in the street you want to listen to. And then you expect God to move. How do you expect God to move? Hell break loose all the time. Every time you loose them demons by going to the wrong people, talking your business and telling them this and telling them that, then you start talking bad about your pastor and all that. Well, it's your fault you ain't there talking to your pastor because you want to find somebody that think they much better. And all you did is loose demons in your life. Oh, you didn't expect that one, did you? I know you didn't, but anyway, you got it. Praise God, praise God. I know. I'm not criticizing you. I'm just telling you like it is. Isn't this talk about it? So we talking about it, okay? That's all. We just talking about it. God told us to call on him, and he's going to do what? He's going to show us and tell us some great things. That's all he wants us to do, talk to him. You don't have time. Didn't I tell you on the previous broadcast, God say he missed his time with you? You don't take no time with him. So how you expect him to do all these great things for you if you don't take time? You don't talk to him? You don't tell him about it? You assume that he's going to do them. Now, he didn't say assume that I'm going to do this. He say call on me. Isn't that what we just read? Call on me. Why can't you call on the Lord? Now, if you call on him, what's going to happen? He said, now, if you know to call him, this is an answer to that. If you know these things, happy are ye if you do them. Huh? Now, if you call him, now you know this, we just giving that word to you, then call him. Call him and see what he say. Call him and see, won't he answer? Call him and see, won't he move in your behalf? Don't matter if you got to go to court for this, that, or the other, God will move in your behalf. Whatever the case may be, it's not too hard for God to solve. Hello, somebody. My. And you know, that's why people call their pastors to pray for them, because they know that when they call God, God will answer. And God gonna work it out, because that's what he got his pastors there for. To pray for you. Somebody that if you can't seem to get it through, or you feel like you can't get in connection with God, they will get in connection with God for you. You didn't know that, did you? Well, if you didn't know it, now you know it. Praise God. So start calling your pastor, whoever your pastor is, you know, because, you know, I like to know, well, where's your pastor at? Why you ain't calling your pastor? Well, my pastor don't understand. How you know if you ain't never asked? Come on, talk to me now. How do you know if you ain't never asked? I don't understand people yet. I'm trying to understand that, huh? Now, let me tell you. Now, you know, Moses had to go before God, and when God called him, and he began to try to make excuses, didn't he? I can't speak very well, and I can't speak very well, but it's not bothering me anymore. It used to, but it don't bother me anymore. I just go on and talk, let God do the rest. You'll get it. Yeah, you'll get what I'm talking about. Sometimes, you ever seen you be trying to tell people what God say, and they can't seem to understand? You ever did that? It happens sometimes. But listen, God will interpret to them. What they need to know, God will give it to them straight. They'll get that part if they don't get nothing else. Oh, yes, he will. So what are we saying? Lord, teach us what to say and how to say it. Do you get it?
Yeah.
And don't start using it for an excuse not to do what God say.
Yeah.
Now, if you want him to move for you, if you're expecting God to move in your behalf, open your mouth. If you can't talk, don't worry about how it coming out. One thing about it, Jesus is up on the right hand there making intercessions for us. He's talking to God for us. He's interpreting it for us. Do you hear me? He's speaking God's language so that he can understand that what you want him to understand. Do you get the picture here? You got somebody there to help you already. Place there to help you. What do you think the Holy Ghost is? Lead you and guide you into all truth. It is guiding you. Let it guide you. Stop trying to do it yourself, trying to go before the Holy Ghost, trying to do what he's doing, he's supposed to do. He's in your life. Oh, yes. Well, you know, I just want to tell you that today, you know, you can expect the unexpected from God. And he don't want you to go through all that by yourself. He has made it where you have somebody that you can talk to. You have somebody you can lean on. He has somebody you can depend on. This is why he got people in the earth that's filled with the Holy Ghost and have his word in them. That's why he got the people there, because he got them there to help you. You ain't know that. Where you been? And you know what to do, don't you? Call on him. I bet you say, well, I don't want to worry God. Where you get that from? That's not even in the book. I just don't want to. How you going to worry God? He made you. How you going to worry him? And he told you to call on me. Didn't he tell you to call on me? He gonna show you that which you don't know. On him. Yeah, and if that ain't doing you, you scared of God? What you scared of God? You ain't never even seen him. How you scared of? Huh? How you scared? Have you experienced him? Have you experienced the Spirit of God moving in your life? So how are you afraid? You should be bold like you are with the devil. You know how bold you are with the devil? You bold to do whatever the devil tell you to do. If you want to cuss somebody out, you bold enough to do it, don't you? Hmm? You want to slap the fire at them, you bold enough to do it, don't you? Well, why can't you be that bold with Jesus so that you can get all the blessings bestowed upon you that he have for you? Hmm? Why can't you do that? Reverse, huh? Come out of flesh. Come out of yourself. You know, kill yourself. Say, not suicide. Back up here so you don't think that's what I mean. In other words, die to yourself. Become alive in Jesus Christ. Did you get the picture? Yeah, I know you got it now. Yeah, you got it. Now you can expect something good to happen to you. Hmm? Because God wants to give you the ability to get whatever you need to survive. That's what he wants to do for you. But you don't want to do it. Hmm? He gave Moses his helper, didn't he? Uh-huh. You thought the angel was going to come down there and help Moses, didn't you? But no, he had Aaron there to talk for him. Huh? Oh, yeah, see, God placed these humans, another human down here that you want to talk to. He placed them there to talk to you. In the what, title of what, a pastor, prophet, or whatever, apostle, whatever. That's who he got there. And have you ever thought about why each person he designated to be a part of a certain ministry? Have you ever thought of that? Hmm? Think a bit, because they got what you need. Huh? They got what you need. The speech, the words, whatever they speak is what you need. But you fight against it so much. Hmm? All over the land, you can hear pastors say how the people fight against what the pastors say. If the real pastor, now, I ain't talking about them other kind of them flakos. I ain't talking about them guys. I'm talking about the real pastors, his true pastors, his called pastors, the one that he called into that position. Huh? They are there for you. Mm-hmm. Talk to you. Yes, to tell you, to help you through it, guide you, instruct you, direct you. Everybody hollering about they don't have directions. I want to know what my direction is. Well, take time to talk to your pastor. Maybe you'll find your directions. Maybe you'll find out what you're supposed to do. Maybe you'll find out where you're supposed to go, you know, and how you're supposed to do it. But if you don't ever talk to them, you won't never know. And you can expect them to be mind readers. You know, I think sometimes the members think they mind read, the pastors mind readers, or they think they the soothsayers, you know, going to tell them if, ands, and buts of their life. Hmm? I'm not a mind reader, and I'm not a soothsayer. And if God don't tell me, I don't know. Now, that's the name of the tune. That should be of any pastor. Or prophet, or apostle, or whoever. We wait for the word to come directly from God before we to give it to you. You want it right now, don't you? I know you do. But you won't get it from me right now. If God didn't give it to me right now, you know, you'll keep on going the way you was going. Hmm? So God wants you to quit struggling so bad, so hard yourself. And he wants you to get in the good lane. You know, there's that other lane on the one side of the road you shouldn't be on, then there's the other lane you should be on. Now you make that choice, huh? Which side of the road are you driving on today? All right. Yeah. So now, just expect the unexpected from God, because he already told you he got something for you. When he say, I know the expected end that I have for you, he done all what you expect, he already got it for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. You just got to depend on him and trust him, all right? Trust him in this hour. Trust him today. You know, he is Pastor Sharon.
Praise the Lord. God is worthy to be praised. We thank God for the word from Apostle Porter. I'll tell you, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah. I tell you, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the second time. And when Apostle Porter was reading that scripture, you know, the moreover, in other words, God has been instructing him. God has been talking to him all the while. He had a relationship with the Lord. Even though he was a prophet that was in great distress, great turmoil, the word of the Lord was coming to him. So apparently he was focused and he had clarity of thought. In order for you to hear in the time of trouble what thus said the Lord, what the instruction of the Lord, and God directing you, even though he was in prison, because he talks about it in the court. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the second time while he was yet shut up in the court, the prison, saying, and he was in a position where, you know, that he was in locked up. And some of us may not be locked up in a physical prison, but we are locked up with our situation. The situation around you have your focus. The situation around you have you looking at the storm. But he was listening to the word of the Lord. Why? Because God always gives you instruction. He always sends a man or a woman of God to bring forth the word. He even gives you the word himself through when you read the word. Or he may give it to you in a vision. He may give it to you however which way. But you know what? God is such a good God that he always brings instruction. Instruction always comes before the storm. Things don't just happen to you in your life without the instruction. I'm so reminded that when we pay attention to what God is saying, if God is an all-seeing, all-knowing God. He sees the past, the present, and the future. He created you in his likeness. He speaks the word and light came forth. He's the God that sees all, knows all, and he let us know that we have to remind him of his word. You got to bring the word back to his remembrance. And God has been so good. When I look over my life, God have always give us instruction before certain situation comes in our life. But it's when we don't pay attention to the instruction. I'm reminded years ago, about 10 years ago, God gave me specific instruction. He let me know what's my finance. Pay attention. Put this away because, you know, put a couple of months of mortgage payment or rent payment away. And sometimes you don't take those details, every detail down. You know God tell it to you, but you kind of what? Pay attention to other things. You did not pay close detail to the fine print. And when God says something, he knows what's ahead. If he could let Joseph know that when that famine is about to come, how many years of famine or plenty and how many years of not so plenty. And God let him know that he's the God of all things now. Now he's the God of the blessed prosperity, and he's still God when things are in famine. He's still God. He is still God in every situation. And God let Joseph know, okay, now this is what about to happen because of what the king dreamed. And God is a God that he let his people know what's coming ahead. When we get caught off guard, it's because we did not pay close attention to the finest detail, to the vision. We don't pay attention to every detail. And Joseph paid attention. He paid attention down to the minutest detail. He did not leave nothing crossed. The I was dot, the T was crossed. And he saw
so important as people of God. Yes, he is the source. Yes, he's your shepherd. You shall not want. Yes, he said when you call upon him, he will answer you. But he also gives us instruction. And it is so important for us to take heed. Write it down. Write it down. Write down the vision. Write down the instruction. Why? So you cannot, you will not fail in what he says. You will not mess up. Why? Because Jeremiah was in prison, but he had the hearing ears, and he hear the word of the Lord. And we need to hear the word of the Lord in this season. We need to hear the word of the Lord. God has people all around you always repeating the word of the Lord. And sometimes, I don't know what happened. We don't want to hear it. Our ears get closed up. Oh, they just keep saying the same thing. Y'all, I heard what the apostle said, you get an attitude. But you know what? When things get topsy-turvy, then you want to hear, what did the Lord say? Then you want to hear, do you have some instruction? But I'm speaking for myself today. When a person come to you, want to hear instruction, well, I mean, God been talking for the past 6 months. He been giving me the same word to give to you for the past 6 months. Do it like this. A word of wisdom, a word of knowledge, a word of understanding. Why? Because you recognize this is the same storm. Why? Because you went through this test before, but you don't want to hear what the word is. Why? Because you did close your head and you can tell when the curtain comes down. You can just tell you're talking to a person and they pull the shades down. They tuned you out because they want to hear it. Because why? They want to do it their own way. But then when trouble comes, I got an ear now. I want to hear what the instruction is. And you know what? You get frustrated. Well, I was trying to say it all the time, but you weren't listening. So now what? You got to do it all over again. What did God try to tell you? What was the word of God saying to you? What was he saying to you? And you know what? God is lover so much. He wants to take you through every situation. He brought Jeremiah through. Now, Jeremiah was put in prison. Why? For the word of the Lord. And we a lot of time go through different situations in your life. You have friendly fire. Oh, yeah. We have friendly fire. Why? Because of the word of the Lord. You come up against opposition. Why? Because of the word of the Lord. You come through what? Trials and tribulation because of the word of the Lord. But I'm reminded, if we can call upon him, he always answers you. You have to call upon him, he will answer. And Isaiah talks about, for I know, Jeremiah 29 verse 9 says, for I know the thoughts that I think to toward you, said the Lord, thought of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. Even though you may miss it, you mess up some of the instruction, you got instruction number 1 to 10. You skip number 5, you skip number 3. But you know what? You can call, go, then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And you shall, and he shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. Have you ever been in a situation that, yes, you missed the mark, yes, you did not follow the instruction, but you still realize that he was a God of a second chance? Just like he called, talked to Jeremiah the second time, I'm reminded he's a God of the second. He's a God of second and third chances. He's a God of forgiving God. He's a God that is long-suffering. You may miss it, but you can still repent. You can turn from your ways, your wicked ways, your evil way, your way of thinking. You can turn and say, Lord, I missed it. Have mercy on me. Forgive me for where I missed it, Lord. And he will hear you. He will answer you. He'll bring you out. He'll let you know, okay, you can do it this way. God always gives us instruction, just like a parent is there to guide a child. And you'll give your children instruction. And sometimes they'll hear it, and sometimes they won't. And sometimes they get upset, and sometimes they get happy. It's a part of life. It is a part of life. There's nothing new under the sun. You're always going to have children that listen, and you're going to always have children that don't listen. But you know what? They may not listen later on in life when they're walking through their teens or younger, but there comes a time when they come into maturity that they will hear clearly. The word will start coming back to them, and then they realize that, man, I have missed so many times. I have missed it. But in life, you cannot, there's no repeat. In other words, you cannot regain your youth anymore. You cannot regain your 20s anymore. Whatever position you are in right now, the situation may be the same, different people, same situation. How about winning it this time? How about beating the devil down? How about being victorious this time? How about getting off the merry-go-round now? You know them carousel that goes around in the fair, and you are around it, and it's taking you around and around and around and around until you're dizzy. It's time now to stop it, and it's time off to step off the thing that go around and around and say, you know what, I'm going to write it down this time. If I write it down, I will not miss the trick of the enemy. I will not miss it this time. I will not miss it. I will not walk this way no more. I will not miss the word of the Lord. I will have hearing ears. I will hear what the word of the Lord is saying. I will speak what the word of the Lord is saying. I will open my eyes to what God is saying. I will not shut down and pull the shade down and say, I don't want to hear it today. Because, you know, we get like that. I don't want to hear it today. We don't want to hear it today. But you know what? You still got to deal with it. What you don't want to hear today, you still got to deal with it. Why? It's an opposition that comes your way so you can, what, progress, that you can mature. You got to pass that test. I'm reminding you, when you just get saved, you'll be having the same trial over and over. And then we start going, what? We start crying. We start saying, woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. But you know what? Until you say, you know what? I am sick and tired of this same thing. I'm sick and tired of the repeat. I'm sick and tired of this. And you're going to stand and face it flat-footed. If you stand and face that opposition, you are the winner. You can speak to the mountain, right? You can speak to that situation because God gave you the power in you. The power of God is in you. You can speak and call and change what you're singing. You the one changing now. Sometimes it's not the people now, but it's you the one that changed. Because we used to say, well, I salute the divinity of God in who? In the person. But we recognize that when who is really changing is you. God is changing you. So you don't get quick with your mouth. Because I hear my daughter say, God, I need you to help me. I need the light of God to come forth in me that I may not be quick to respond with my mouth. I'll tell you, I said, but you know what? It's a growing process. When there's changes on the job and when you have a new boss that comes along, you got to go with their program. Why? Because you may have a system that is working good, but when they come on scene, they want to do it what? Their way. Why? Because I'm the boss man. I'm the one in charge. This is my department, so I'm implementing what I have. I wanted to be taking it from the old place to bring it into the here. But you know what? You have to ask God to help you, to hold your peace. Lord, I need your instruction how to win this. I need your guidance. In the book of Proverbs chapter 1 says, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the word of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice and judgment and equity, to give subtly to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. So you need to be the one the wise man and woman today that will hear and will increase learning. And a man or woman of understanding shall be what? Attain wise counsel. So ask God to teach you, because you know what? Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding comes from him. Oh, you calling on him. I say, God, give me a little bit more understanding, because you know what? I don't understand right now. I say that a lot to the Lord. You know what, God? I don't get it. I don't understand. But you know what? It's not about my understanding. Help me to understand it. Help me to see it the way you want it to be seen, God. Not the way I think it should be. But I need your what? Understanding. I don't understand how some people could just go the same all the time and they don't see. But you know what? I just believe they see, but they just don't want to make the change. They don't want to take off the what? The old garment and put on the new garment. They want to be stuck in the old way of this is it. But you know what? God is a God of change. God is a God of change. He changed things. But he changed how he does things. And we have to change. You know, take off the old man. Take off the old way of doing things. And put on what God have. The old man is your way of growing up, doing it your own way. But do it the way God wants it to be done. That's the new man. That's the new garment. The garment of what God is saying, the garment of what, where he wraps it around you and he gives you his understanding, his knowledge, and his wisdom. Not the wisdom of man, but the wisdom of God. Because God is the one that creates all things. He's the one that gives you all things. Everything belongs to him. The heaven, the earth is his. Heaven and the earth declare what? His glory today. Everything belongs to him today. So today we're going to give him the praise. We're going to give him the honor. We're going to give him the glory that is belong to him, because truly he is worthy to be praised. This word is so powerful for even now, because when you're dealing with people and dealing with business and dealing with ministry and dealing with everything, you have to really call on the Lord for yourself. You have to ask God to what? Refresh you. You have to ask God to help you. You have to ask God to help you, because sometimes you know what God is saying, but it's some people just don't want to change. They just don't want to move. They just what? They want. They speak death to themselves. But don't you know life and death is in your tongue? You can speak life. You can change your situation. Speak life today. Let the light of God come forth from the inside and let it saturate all around you. Let the light of God come forth in you today, and you can speak light. When there's darkness, let light come forth. That's still calling on the name of the Lord. Why? Because he is light today. He is light, and he is truth, and he is the way. He is everything today. So be encouraged and know that. Call upon the Lord. It's okay what man say, but you know what? Go in the inside. Go into the inside, and you commune with the God within, and let the word of God come forth in you. You can change that speech. You can change your speech. When the friendly fire comes, you can put up the shield now and say, you know what, God, I'm standing on your word. You don't even have to argue, because you know what? That's what the enemy wants. He wants what? The spirit of confusion to always be raised. But speak peace today. Speak peace all around you. Speak peace today, and let peace reign in you. Let peace reign in you today, because God is worthy. So when the word of the Lord comes to you the second or the third time, please remember, have a listening ear. Follow his instruction. He have never failed you. He's not about to do it. David said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He have always made a way. So walk around in your house, or walk around in your job, or go in the bathroom, whatever it is you got to do, and say, God, I worship you and I bless you. I praise you, God, because you let me know when the praises go up, your blessing comes down. And when I praise you, I'm releasing your hand to work on my behalf. I'm releasing your hand to create miracles. I'm releasing releasing you, God. I'm releasing the God in me to go forth. And that's what you do today. Speak life today and let joy come forth in you. Let peace come forth in you because God given you the power and you got the power within you. So exercise and know that if you call upon him, he will answer you. Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I tell you, God is awesome. That's an awesome word coming from Apostle Porter and Pastor Sharon. I tell you, and you know, verse number 2, I'm just going to leave this. Verse number 2, it said, thus saith the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it to establish it, the Lord is his name. And he is reconfirming his covenant. He is letting Jeremiah know who he is. And I've heard them say, we want to see God face himself. But if God is within us and someone is talking to us, who do you think is talking to us? Say, greater is he that is within me than he that's in the world. So when the prophet, the apostle, even the little child, you could be talking to God, asking God questions. And have you ever noticed that at times you'll be talking to someone and the conversation change? And here it is, what you was asking God and talking to God about. Maybe you have a going through a situation and you that person just give you a solution if you only listen. The instruction comes by listening. Listen to the T. Do exactly if it say go down a straight line, you go down a straight line. You don't make no turns, you go straight. God is always with us. Keep your focus. And that was one word yesterday, was focus. Stay focused on God. The enemy's job is to take you off of focus. When you focus, you got clarity. I can tell you, I wear glasses. And I see things close better than I can at far. And when I put my glasses on, those things that are far, that was blurry, begins to come into focus. So stay focused on what the word is saying. Open the Bible. Read. Have a relationship with God. Take time out. Take time out and do that. Tune in every Wednesday and Thursday. Tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. to Block Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blocktalkradio.com / time to talk about it and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. Write it down. Give it to someone, text it to someone, email it to someone. You may never know how one of these segments may save someone, help someone in what it is they're going through. God is an awesome God. Every Friday we have the Wailing Walls prayer line. That calling number is 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333#. And that is hosted by our very own Elder Witted. So come on, and that's tomorrow night at 11 p.m. now. Tomorrow is Friday. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Because you know what? He give us that power to take back everything. Everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Every Monday, we have Deacon Michael with I'm Just Saying at 3 p.m., and that calling number is 917-889-2211. That's 917-889-2211. That's every Monday at 3 p.m. You can also send your donations to PO Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Yes, you can send your donations for your book. And let me make a correction. I said tax yesterday. There is no tax, okay? It's $24.95 plus shipping and handling. So I just want to let you know that there is no tax, okay? So please forgive me for that error. Okay, and that's $24.95, and you can send it to P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Till then, be blessed, and tune in tomorrow at 11 p.m.
Let God.
Let God.
He can handle it all. Yes.
Let God.